And on the line I have Gillian Breen, and she's with the Belong to Youth Services. Good morning to you, Gillian.
Hey, no, good morning to you.
Okay, I haven't heard of this organisation before, so give us a bit of background to it.
So I'm the manager of the youth service in Belong to Youth Service. So we're a national organisation, but we're based in Dublin also, and we are a youth service that has an array of services for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people. And I suppose all our services would be free. There's no waiting lists. And will I tell you a little bit about the service?
Indeed, yeah, because I haven't heard of it. And how long is it going, for instance?
So Belong To is 16 years old this year. We're 16 years old. And I suppose what we do now, we offer an array of different services. So for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people. So we have our peer support groups. So we have specific groups that are, we have an over 18 service on a Tuesday evening from 6 to 8. We have Individuality, which is our transgender service, peer support group, on a Wednesday from 6 to 8. We've the Ladybirds, which is a group for lesbian, bi and trans young women, on a Thursday from 6 to 8. And we have our Belong To Sunday group. We open on Sundays as well from 3 to 6, and that's for under 18. And what we also have now, we also have Monday Chats, which is a one-to-one support service. And we also have PA to House Counsellor based in Belong To. So young people can get access to the PA to House services through Belong To. And we also have parental support. So if there's any parents out there listening over the north side in Coolock and Donegal and Darndale and their child may have come out to them, we have a service and it's called Look, Loving Air Out Children. And that's on once a month for our parents of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people.
Great, that's absolutely, covers everything, all bases there, there's no doubt about that. Congratulations, wonderful service. And I'm just wondering, we're going to talk about how things might have changed since the marriage referendum, the equality referendum. But I imagine in essence, people don't change. People still have anxieties, and especially young, and maybe feeling different in some way. So service is still necessary.
Oh, definitely. And now what we've seen and Belong To is we had the marriage referendum, which was absolutely phenomenal. 2015, Ireland sent out a message to every young lesbian, gay and bisexual and trans young person. We love and support you and we voted yes. And I suppose for Belong To, what impact that had, we, before marriage equality, the referendum, we had in our Sunday service 10 to 15 young people turn up. The vote was in May in 2015. By June 2015, we had 80 young people turn up to our groups on a Sunday. And I suppose for any of the listeners out there, well, yes, Ireland did vote yes for marriage equality, but I suppose Irish society, our services and our institutes still have a long way to go to catch up with that. So, like, for instance, young LGBT young people, they're 3 times higher the level of anxiety. 1 in 5 of them still skip school on a daily basis because of homophobia or transphobic bullying.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3 times more likely to attempt suicide, and they're 3 times more likely than the general population to self-harm. And I suppose what we've also seen and Belong To, which a lot of people think, oh my God, is it that bad? We also see one young person turn up to our services a week experiencing homelessness because they've been rejected from the family home or from their community,
mm-hmm.
because they identify. So yes, things have changed around marriage equality, but on the ground and in schools and in services and in communities and for some young people at home, things have not changed.
Okay, can I ask you, for instance, since the referendum, with discrimination or prejudice in any sense or form, has that abated to the extent maybe within the people themselves that have come out and maybe feeling more confident in that and sort of, you know, the way they present themselves and not sort of cowering? Would that have any difference to it at all?
No, I really would love to say it has had a difference, but I know, I'm a mother, I have 3 children, and one of my children are also part of the LGBT community, and I know we're in Dublin, which is the capital of Ireland, and it's still not safe for a young gay couple to walk down the streets holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not safe for a young lesbian couple. And when we think of that as Dublin, when you move outside of Dublin to rural Ireland, it's not safe even for young people to come out. So that's where we're still at in Ireland. And yeah, I suppose, you know, young people in Belong To would talk very honestly about, you know, if they do hold their boyfriend's hands, that they're heckled on the street, that people shout things at them going by in cars, and that they will always be hesitant to do anything like that. And I suppose for me, who I'm a straight woman, I'm a hetero girl, mm-hmm. I never have to think twice if I'm out on a date with a man to hold his hand, or is it safe to give him a kiss. So until we get to a stage in Irish society where young lesbian and gay young men don't have to check and see where they are, is it safe, I don't think things have changed on the ground.
Okay, can I ask you a question that may sound prejudicial, but
and
strange as well, but the prejudice and the discrimination and abuse indeed, is it 50-50 for male and female across the board, or is it more towards one sex or the other?
Do you know what I'd say? I'd say what we see and Belong To is its age ranges. So okay. We would see and Belong To consistently, it doesn't matter whether you're a lesbian or whether you're gay, that is, school can be a really, really bad environment for young gay and lesbian mm-hmm. young people. And what we see is when they get to college, it becomes a much more safer environment. People, you know, are much more welcoming, their support. So, you know, and even when, you know, when they get into the workplace, it can depend whether I have young people in the service. We work with young people from 14 years of age to 24 years of age. So we have young people in the service that have gone through college, that are out starting to build a career, and they don't know in the jobs, some jobs it's not safe even for them to be out. So when you think, has Irish society changed? If people don't feel safe coming out in school, they don't feel safe coming out in workplace, we still have a long way to go. But I tell you one thing, Noel, I have, mm-hmm. and it's hope. I really do have hope, because what I do see, marriage equality, the change I've seen in marriage equality is we have this generation, which is amazing, of young lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people who are so strong, so positive, and they are coming out in school and they are coming out in home. Mm-hmm. And they're, I suppose, if you like, forced in Ireland to change, forced in Ireland to be mm-hmm. progressive, and forced in Ireland to accept. So they're the ones that give me hope.
And is the marriage equality, is that the final border to be passed, apart from the services? Is that the final border you need? And everything.
No. I think, you know, we've so much more work to do. As I said, for me, you know, I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. I'm the manager and Belong To Youth Service. We still have 1 in 5 young gay people skipping school a day because they're fear of, or they are being homophobic or transphobic, bullied in school. So we still have, and I know with everything else around our education system, we still have massive changes, and our health system and our mental health services. That's why we have Pieda House actually in our services. So, and there's no waiting list, because what we've seen and Belong To is, as you said, and I said in the research a few minutes ago, you know, we LGBT young people have some of the highest rates of suicide, self-harm mm-hmm. and anxiety out of the whole Irish population. And mental health services in Ireland have such long waiting lists, that that's why we have Pieda House. So we still have so much more to do, so that LGBT young people, like, we want and Belong To, that they grow with value and equal. Like the proclamation, that all children are equal. And for us to get that there, we still have a lot of work to do.
Okay, and when you were talking earlier on, just going back over when the referendum was passed and the amounts of the numbers that were coming to you afterwards had quadrupled and all that, were the same fears that had come out? It's just that there was more people coming. And what was the youngest person you had coming?
So I suppose our services is specifically for 14-year-olds. That's the age range we work mm-hmm. with, we start working with, because we're inner city based, and you know, we don't have a geographical base. So for any of the listeners, mm-hmm. you know, a young person or a parent can, or a guardian or a foster parent can, or a professional can access our services from any area. But I suppose the biggest things we've seen is, yeah, they're coming out younger. We would have parents ringing us for 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds. And looking to access their service. But what we do then is we link them into their local youth service until they get to 40 and until they're able to come to our services. Now, we'll always meet a parent or a guardian with their child, no matter what age they are, and we call that an information session. So even if they're not old enough to come into our services, we'll always make sure we provide information to them as services they can access.
Okay, well, can I ask you another question to the extent of education? I mean, you're there with your services, wonderful, and understanding. But do you think that the educators and in the services are educated, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. And you know what, for me, Noel, it's the big thing around professionalism and the continuum and of that. So what we would say is we have, it's coming up soon, we have our stand-up week, it's called, and it's our LGBT awareness week. And what we do there is we send out a resource pack to every single secondary school in Ireland, and we offer training that teachers, counsellors, youth workers, justice workers, probation officers, everybody can sign up, and the training is free. So what we would say is, you know, professionals need to be given the time to access the training, and once they access the training, they have the skills then. If a young person comes out in school, how do I make the school a safe and friendly environment for LGBT young people? So the biggest message for Belong To is training. We need, like, I would never go and point a finger at a professional, mm-hmm. you know, because we get them phone calls in from teachers. If somebody's that's coming out in class and I don't know how to deal with it. You know, so for me, it's, you know, if that person has access to training, well, then they will know how to deal with it.
Okay.
You know, our stand-up, I think last year we trained over 150 teachers, and it's running 10 years. This year, I know there's still places left, but nearly booked out all across the country in the training. So there's a need. Professionals want the training, which is such a positive thing.
Okay, Gillian, when is that coming up?
Stand-up Awareness Week, it's next week.
Oh.
It's going to be the first week in November.
Okay.
And that will be going sent out. So if there's any teachers, I don't think we have teachers, but we might, on their break listening, if they just come into Belong To's website. And equally, know one of the things, because one of the things I would take as well is support phone calls from parents. And just if there's any parents out there listening, because, you know, we still have parents ring up every day in here.
Mm-hmm.
Either one, my child is coming out, I don't know what to do, or my child came out to me and I'm really acceptant, but they're experiencing really bad bullying. So if there's any parents out there, know that they can pick up the phone, they can ring in here into Belong To, they'll get direct into a professional staff. Our mobile number, or our office number, is 01-670-6223. And our website, everything I spoke about today, all our services, www.belongto.org. So for any parents out there, because that's one of the big things we see in Belong To is if the parents get the support at the same time as the child, it's such a positive experience in the whole family home.
Okay. I'd just like to say that when you're talking about educating teachers, or maybe start at the colleges while the teachers are being taught themselves. Maybe you could maybe send the packages to the teaching colleges. That'd be a great idea.
This is something we'd Belong To has been advocating and lobbying for. This is something that we would see, not only for teachers, but for social workers and for guards. This is something even for the... We were involved in the review of the justice for the commissioner of our Garda, Shia Connor, and it was actually one of the submissions we put in, that even in Telpa Mór, the guards should be getting trained before they go out onto the streets on LGBT awareness, on traveller awareness, on gender awareness as well. So we would look at things very holistic as well, and Belong To around, you know, it's human rights for everybody, you know, it's we're all equal, and if society is a better place. So you're right, we would love nothing more than LGBT awareness to be taught in the colleges where the teachers and the social workers are, because it's so important.
Okay, listen, it's been great talking to you, and congratulations again on the services. Just to make sure I have everything right, 670-6223, that's the phone number.
Yeah.
And belongtoyouth.org, is that the website again?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's everything.
Yeah, belongtoyouth.org, and everything I spoke about today.
Okay,
all up on the website.
Anything else?
Thanks a lot, Noel. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you know, the one other thing I would just say is we do have a drugs and alcohol service as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just for if anyone's listening out there, we do have a drugs and alcohol service, because there's higher rates of drug and alcohol use among the LGBT population because of the oppression they experience. So I just advise, if anybody's listening and they want to access any of our services, or they know anybody that could do with accessing our services, go onto our website. And just to reassure the listeners, all our services are free and there's no waiting lists.
And it sounds like you have everything covered there, Gillian. Thank you very much, and congratulations yourself and all the team there. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Okay, bye.
Bye, bye.